Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now to this news that parents of children in commuter belt counties are being advised by education authorities to apply to multiple secondary schools due to the volume of oversubscribed places in areas of high enrolment pressure. It's according to reports in the Irish Times this morning, which says the Department of Education has also requested that parents shouldn't accept multiple school places in order to free up places for other children who don't have one. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Carl O'Brien, who's education editor with the Irish Times, and Aaron Wolf, who's principal of Coláiste Éamon Rias in Cork City. And Carl, to you first. So if your child is due to start second level in September of 2025, the advice is if you're in a high pressure area, you've got to get your application into a number of schools.
You do. So right now, many parents across the country are applying to schools because in most cases, there's around a month-long window where you can apply for a secondary school place because it's all been standardised now over recent years. And really what's happening is there is a lot of pressure on the secondary school system. And there's a number of factors at play here. One is we have this demographic bubble of students moving from primary into secondary. And in fact, we'll soon hit record numbers for the number of students at second level. And then secondly, we've had this issue of rapid population increases in many commuter belt areas, some cases double-digit increases over recent years. And then thirdly, at a more local level, there have been delays providing planned schools to meet this growth in student numbers, or schools have got caught up in the planning process, or they're waiting for the green light for construction. So you add all that in, that there is real pressure in some areas, and we're talking particularly counties such as Dublin, Kildare, Wicklow, Galway and Cork, particularly those suburban commuter belt areas where about, certainly at a national level, even about half of schools are oversubscribed. And then in some local areas, you're seeing schools hugely oversubscribed where only one in five applicants in some cases will actually get a school place. So there's real pressure in a certain number of areas.
But is the department saying you will get a place? You mightn't get a place in the school that you want, your school of choice, but you will get one.
Yeah, so the department is saying there are school places for everyone. It'll say at a national level, for example, it says there is a spare 10,000 places right across the country. But of course, at local level, there's much greater pressure. And it's saying that, yes, apply to multiple schools is the term it uses. So apply effectively to all schools in your area. And while you mightn't get your first choice, have a backup plan if you don't get your first choice. Also, as you said, don't hold on to more than one school place, because I'm sure a lot of parents will accept a school place and maybe even a number of school places in the hope that their first choice will come free later on. So the department is asking parents not to do that. And it's also saying that they have a new IT system now, which will alert authorities that if parents are holding on to more than one school place, that will become apparent. So they're saying they should have kind of greater clarity as to the real demand and the real availability for school places on the ground.
All right, Carl, thanks for explaining it to us. And Aaron Wolf, as I said, is a principal in Cork City. Aaron, good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us. So Carl explained to us there that we have this demographic bubble, which is peaking at the moment. How many applications do you have in for next year's first years? Do you have sight of how many you have?
I do. So applications for all schools. So under the Education Admissions Act 2018, schools can only take applications from the 1st of October. So we're all in the same window. My window closes on the 20th, this Friday. And so far I have 260 applications in for 140 places. Last year I had 302 by the end for 120 places.
So you're going to be saying no to a lot of people?
Absolutely. So we have, every school has an admissions policy, and you can work down through the policy. It's divided into categories. So for example, in my school, category one, it's a boy or girl whose brother or sister is currently in the school. Category two is a brother or sister of a past pupil. Category three is a son or daughter of a past pupil. So by the time you even get to that last year in my school, 80 places are already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even got into the lottery stage, which was families living within a 2 mile radius of the school.
Right.
Which means that you could be in a situation where you're living right next door to a school and you don't get a place.
Right. And that assertion from the department that there are places, you will get a place, but it mightn't be in the school of your choice. Do you think that's right, given your experience?
Well, certainly you don't get the school of your choice, and which is very unfortunate, because parents, you obviously pick the school you want your child to go to for numerous reasons. And look, you've mentioned already our building schemes, and just to put into context their building, we applied for an extension with the Department of Education back in 2019. We're here in 2024 and we're still waiting to move on to stage two. We have sort of a kind of a green light to go ahead, but we're not allowed yet to move on to even a planning stage.
Mm-hmm.
But so the number, the huge numbers are here and they're coming to us. And then you have other problems with buildings, and I raised this with you before when I was on, that we're still in a stage where not every school in the country has a PE hall. So putting that into context, when the department say to you, you're not going to get the school of your choice, but your child could be sent to a school that doesn't have a PE hall. So that's not fair.
Yeah, but you'll get the pouches for the mobile phones, Aaron.
Well, exactly. Don't get me started on that, because that is distraction. That's smoke and mirrors to distract from the real issues in education. And I was on to you before about this. And there are huge problems. Mobile phones, they've been around for 20-odd years now. Schools have well tackled those problems.
Listen,
don't give us 90 million on pouches. Give us a PE hall.
Oh, I think it was 9 million, to be fair. But I just on the issue of this new application system, whereby you can only apply now for next year on the 1st of October this year, is that working? Or does it make it easier or more difficult from your perspective?
Well, it means that you don't have, your school doesn't run a wait list. You don't. But what was happening before, I suppose, and it counted that, was when a child was born, you were putting the child's name down straight away in a school.
Yeah.
And they were guaranteed a place. That disadvantaged anyone who moved into an area. So this system did fix that problem. But the problem it created then was that parents were applying to multiple schools. And what you can have, you don't fully know until September comes around whether those students will actually come here. Because I know of students that have come to this school and they've sat two entrance exams in other schools. The parents have waited to the very last moment for Johnny or Mary to fully decide on what school they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts schools in an awkward position, because what would happen then is, now, I fill my places and they're lucky and they're happy to come and they do come. But if someone didn't come in September, what happens is I would go to my waiting list, and that has a ripple-on effect for another school, because that child could choose to leave the school down the road and come up to me to fill my place. Now that school has to take from another school, and you end up in this cycle of taking students off other schools, and it's a terrible system in September.
All right, Aaron.
Don't fully know your students.
Aaron, we wish you well, and it's always good to talk to you. Aaron Wolfe, there, principal of Coláiste Éamon Rís in Cork City.